Good morning. It is a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. It looks like we have a constitutional showdown, Alan. We have the House panel yesterday voting to hold the Attorney General William Barr in contempt, and you have President Trump asserting executive privilege.
Yeah, well, sooner or later, and I suspect it's going to be later rather than sooner, it's going to end up in the courts. There is no doubt in my mind that this president is going to obfuscate and put a stop to any kind of investigation that he can. What's interesting to me, David, is the fact that the major Republican committee has decided that they are going to put a subpoena out for Donald Trump Jr. And that is fascinating because apparently Trump Jr. has no official role in the Trump administration, which means that he can't be protected under executive privilege. At least that's the way it's being spelled out by some of the people who want to see him come and testify. Of course, Trump, in his usual way, and his group turn on Senator Burr, of course, because Trump has no loyalty to anybody except to himself. In New York State, we now see a bill going through the state Senate, which will now get to the Assembly, which will hasten putting out the Trump tax returns. So there's a huge wildfire going on about information from the Trump administration. Trump's view on this is, I'm not telling them anything at any time, and I'm going to forbid anybody from discussing the Mueller report. And so far, I don't see any clear path for Trump to lose on all of this. It's just going to be a big mess in the courts.
In the final decision, is that at the ballot box?
The final decision is at the ballot box. I think Nancy Pelosi knows that. That's why she's doing what she's doing, basically saying we'll get there. In the meantime, there are many, many people now who are saying, well, the House should impeach even if the Senate won't convict. I'm not one of those people. I think that that would be a major mistake. There are many people who now think that Trump is courting impeachment, that he wants it, because in the end, he'll survive and he'll brag that he survived, that there was no crime or anything else that he had done that would subject him to conviction in the Senate. I understand the frustration, David, of so many people who want to see this impeachment thing go forward, but it's just like scratching an itch. It's going to bleed.
Including with the media. And the president has also made an art of attacking the media. We read this investigation by the New York Times that he's lost more than $1 billion over a decade from 1985 to 94. And Trump responds by calling it a fake news hit job.
Well, of course. And the 97% of the Republicans who have been backing Trump all along will continue to back Trump. It doesn't matter what anybody finds at this stage of the game. That's what's so disappointing, that there is no independent ability to say, I will leave this team that I'm on because it is so embarrassing and there are so many things that need to be brought up and exposed to the light of day. They won't change. And so Trump is going to continue to do what he's been doing all along.
And the critics say there's too much talk about President Trump and these issues when there are so many other things, including, as we know, climate change, that should top the agenda.
Well, that's right. There's a big debate within Democratic circles as to whether this is really all about Trump and should continue to be about Trump, or whether the substantive issues like climate change, like education, like fixing our roads and bridges should be foremost. I say it's both. You go after Trump because he's clearly violated the norms and ethics and even the laws that involve jurisprudence, American jurisprudence. So that's where we're going to be at. To me, you continue to do what Gerald Nadler is doing. You continue to investigate. You continue to do what Richie Neal is doing. You continue to ask for the tax returns, and we see what's happening. In the meantime, everybody is fighting the people who are bringing the charges. You know, there are sub rosa charges being made at Jerry Nadler and at Richie Neal. Why don't they release their tax returns? You can be sure this is going to be very dirty.
First time I heard this term was from you, Alan. Salient issue. And one of them is the issue of abortion. We certainly have seen, like in New York, legislative moves to protect and codify Roe versus Wade into the Constitution and state law. But some states are limiting abortions. This from the New York Times. Alabama's measure would effectively ban most abortions at every stage of pregnancy and would criminalize the procedure for doctors. The effort is unfolding as Republicans, emboldened by the shifting alignment of the Supreme Court, intensify the campaign to curb abortions.
Well, federal judges have been knocking these down as fast as they've come up in many states. I suspect the same thing's going to happen with the Alabama law. But yes, most people know that Roe v. Wade is going to have to withstand a lot of attack, and that isn't going to stop.
Let's take a trip to Denver, Colorado, where they are decriminalizing hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Well, I don't know enough about these hallucinogenic mushrooms. I've heard whisperings and other things about them. But what we do see here is that in this country, the decriminalization of drugs will continue. It starts with marijuana. There will be others who say, hey, if it works there and we can stop those people who want to arrest everybody and make drugs legaler, we'll do it. That's what this mushroom thing is about in Colorado, which was early into marijuana reform. But at some point, you got to say, all right, is it worth it to do things like decriminalize or legalize heroin? Because as we know from all of our past experiences, when you make something illegal, you create an industry, and that industry profits for the underworld. If you legalize something like heroin or mushrooms or whatever else, you have created a potential for safety in that the state authorities can make sure it's being done in the right way, and you take it out of the hands of criminals. That's always been the debate.